Hebrews chapter 8. Now in the things which are being said, the chief point is this. We have such a high priest, who sat down on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the holy places, even of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is established for the offering of both gifts and sacrifices. Hence it is necessary that this one also have something which he may offer. Now then, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, there being those who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the example and shadow of the heavenly things, even as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to complete the tabernacle. For, see, he said, that you make all things according to the pattern that was shown to you in the mountain. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, no place would have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, and I will consummate a new covenant upon the house of Israel and upon the house of Judah, not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws into their mind, and on their hearts I will inscribe them, and I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me. And they shall by no means each teach his fellow citizen and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all will know me from the little one to the great one among them. For I will be propitious to their unrighteousnesses, and their sins I shall by no means remember any more. In saying, A new covenant, he has made the first old, but that which is becoming old and growing decrepit is near to disappearing.